your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in back to KER Politics. We're going to talk a little bit about socialism right now, pure socialism and also democratic socialism. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Let's talk about socialism, Dr. Frieda. Give us your comments.
Thank you, Al. It's important to know that, Alexandria Cortez, she's a Bronx congresswoman. Well, she would like to claim that we need to have a multicultural movement. But that's what she would like. So what? She wants to change our country from being a capitalistic country towards socialism. You know, we've been leaders in medicine, science, entrepreneurs, business. This is what makes America. Younger generations who voted for Bernie Sanders actually don't know what they're doing.
What else do you have to say?
So, we have been a leader in the field, in our world here, and not only in the field, but in our world. And Cortez needs to embrace our culture, or she needs to go back to a culture with socialism. But please don't try to change our country that has been so successful that the world looks to. There's no drive when there's socialism. And people actually have a high depression rate as well, because when you don't have the momentum to achieve, you're not using that energy. And if you're waiting for a government check, what happens? How much will that check really give you? And what will that check do? Because life is really about having a passion for something. And when we talk about democratic socialism, well, that's a system that values work towards some kind of help from the government. It supports an economy with money where people need to have jobs instead. So we really need to be able to have this drive to have something productive in our lives. And they even say people who are productive live longer. What can I tell you? You know, I have a little story to tell you about my father. And whether you want to hear it or not, I'm going to tell you. And this is what it is. When we came to America after World War II, the government gave us an apartment and food. And the first thing that he got was a brown jar, and he opened it up, and he didn't know it was peanut butter. Well, he was so upset, and he says, you don't give this kind of food to animals. So he went right out, and he went to look for work, and he walked instead of taking a bus because we didn't have any money. It took him a half a day. And the first time he walked into a tailor shop, he got the job because they heard his story, and I guess they felt sorry for him. And he is working for many years after that. But it just goes to show you. And then we went and we bought all kinds of food and we celebrated. But it just goes to show you what the work ethic is. I myself have worked since I was 12. Even today, what drives me has to do with a feeling, a sense of making a difference, of a sense of accomplishment. And most of all, being able to make a difference in somebody else's life. This is the way I've always functioned. This is the way I started my life, helping my parents when my mother couldn't speak English and she took me out of school so she could go shopping to the supermarket. But this is what I enjoy. And when I talk about these things, hopefully somebody will hear what I say and it can move them in the right direction. But no one is given something for free. This is a myth. When you feel good about yourself, it's only because you accomplished something on your own, not because someone gave it to you. And so this the distribution of wealth should mean distribution of personal resources. That's what we really need to distribute. Not that the government should give us, but what can we give to the government? How can we make money and deserve it? You know, when you earn it, the feeling that you have, that's something that you worked for, you educated yourself. There are many immigrants that come to this country, and they're very successful. forget about the excuses. Forget about being a minority. Collecting free checks from the government devalues your worth if you're able to work. There are too many people who want a free ride. And those people, if you look at them, they're not happy. They're not getting their needs met. What are they really getting away with? As I said, my father always wanted to work. And if there was nothing to do, he would ask, give me something to do. Because he knew, even Freud said, work sets you free. You have to work in order to play. And this is something that I grew up with. This is something that has driven me. And when you give, that's where happiness comes from. It's definitely not from taking.
So what you're saying is you kind of don't approve of pure socialism. That's what you're saying, correct?
Absolutely. Pure socialism is the government controlling you and ruling what you're doing. And who wants that? That's too high a price to pay. When you're talking about democratic socialism, something that Bernie Sanders tried to accomplish, and that is supporting middle-class people who are not making as much money, that's something else. But then we have to be careful. There's a fine line to know who to support, who is working, who is taking advantage of the government. It's not about the government doling out money to anybody. It's about helping people who are middle class, who are working hard to get through with education and with help and with other resources.
You know, it's interesting, but one of our recent presidents, Bill Clinton, was very, very definitely against welfare because as he said the same thing that the psychiatrist who you quoted said. He said, you know, one of the biggest disincentives in the world is welfare. If people don't want to work, they're going to be unhappy. The America could not have accomplished what it wanted to accomplish if it was not filled with immigrants who realized, truly realized, the value of work. I feel that way very, very strongly. You know, one of the reasons I'm a conservative is I think we even take it one step farther in the sense that we really, I mean, absolute welfare when it is needed is certainly necessary. But welfare where it is not needed, where you have entire demographics of people that are living off the government, that's not good for the country. And Frieda, as you know, it's also not good for them. And that's the one thing that I think could very definitely bring down America. And I'm very, very, I don't want to say negative, but I am very, very apprehensive about the future of America. And I'm looking forward to, no doubt, the election, the next major election coming up in 2024, because I think that's going to tell the tale of the tale.
Absolutely.
Dr.
I can't wait. Thank you. And by the way, we're all immigrants. Let's face it.
I know we are. I know the way. And by the way, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.